Blog Talk Radio. But to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you. Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You got to be powerful, 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 powerful. And I mean,
good evening, everyone. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is the Women in Business Show. It's Wednesday night. It's the month of August. We did August. Got 646-652-4479. Appreciate all the support so far for the Women in Business Show. We've had a great, great, great wealth of knowledge and experience over the last few weeks on the Women in Business Show, and tonight is not going to be any different. First of all, you can find us on a weekly basis, on the following IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram and Facebook. There is a Twitter page. I'm still steadily trying to grow this early, but I'm on there a lot. You can IMTN Radio. I am streaming live. I was able to get it up and running somehow or another tonight. IMTN Worldwide Radio on YouTube tonight. You miss an episode that is live, because we do all shows live, of course, you can always go to Spotify, radio.com, Google Play Music, iTunes, all kinds of different platforms where you can hear us. I started the Women in Business Show basically off a post that I used to do called Women in Business, but strictly on Instagram. And so when I decided to start creating shows for IMT Worldwide Radio that would be permanent, I figured, let me do Women in Business shows to really highlight women that are really plugging away at saying, hey, I can do more, I want to do more, this is what I want to do, and they did it. So what does it take to create your own show? How hard is it to develop questions for different recording artists? How do you let music play? Now, as a woman, how difficult is it to make sure everyone is professional? These are just a few of the questions I'm going to ask my guest tonight on the Women in Business Show. I've been working on this one for quite a while, as I've been saying for quite a while, and I'm very excited, and this particular person has carved her own personal niche. So we're going to talk about what she does, how she does it, plans for the future, and a whole lot more. So I want to welcome my guest tonight on the Women in Business Show, Ms. Chyna Williams. Chyna, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing amazing. Thank you for just reaching out to me to come on this awesome platform and just conversate with you. I'm excited.
I am too. Excitement is not, hey, I didn't put a gun to her head for her to be this excited, y'all. So. I am really happy about this particular interview. So that being said, first things first, I always like to try to give a chance to those who haven't heard of you or seen you or somehow didn't see me post on Instagram for the last week. Give a little bit of an intro of yourself.
An intro of myself. Okay. Well, my name is Chyna Williams, but I go by Chyna Tokyo Japan. That's kind of just been my name that I started on IG, and then it kind of fell into like my hosting name, my DJ name, and yeah, so that just became me, my brand. And I started the show called The Chyna Show, and I started it when I was in college. I knew that I wanted to work for a network or a certain platform, but I just didn't have the time to do an internship. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my own show. I'm going to learn the ins and the outs of it. I'm going to learn how to shoot, edit, direct, interview, all of that jazz. And I started doing that throughout college. Before I graduated, I landed a job with a radio show. And after, you know, I graduated 2 months ago, I feel really confident within my show that at times I feel like I don't necessarily need a network anymore. You know, I've created, you know, my baby, my platform, and I'm growing every day. And it's just been an amazing journey. You know, thank you, God, you know, for just blessing me with favor and abundance and just meeting the right people to keep me motivated. And I also do radio. I am a host on IE Radio, which is an underground hip-hop station out here in the Inland Empire. And pretty much what we do is we put local artists on. I'm all about underground hip-hop and giving the underground a chance to be on the air. You know, there's enough Drakes, there's enough Rihannas, but we, you know, want to take the time to reach out within our city and find some of the amazing artists, you know, that live next door, you know?
Exactly. So that is the synopsis. So what we're going to do is kind of go back forward and then go and then look forward into the future a little bit. So you mentioned college,
okay.
But before even with Young China, okay, was there something like when you were growing up initially, was there something that made you think or made you believe that what you called out was in your future? Like, what were you like as a kid? Like, were you dynamic? Were you always just excited to hear you right now? Were you shy, laid back? Like, just kind of give us a little bit of your childhood.
I'm sorry, Chris. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. Like, sometimes when you're talking, it, like, goes in and out. I have full bars on my phone. I think it may just be a connection issue. But from what I caught from the question, you said, kind of tell you a little bit about my childhood.
Uh-oh, can you hear me? China, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I think it's connected.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what I was asking specifically was, there something in your childhood that make you believe?
Okay, hold on, Every time you talk, like, you'll be cool for a second, but then it goes like a very like robotic.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can kind of grasp what you're saying.
Are you okay? Are you in a building or what? So I'm thinking it's cellular.
I'm in my house, but I have full bars on my service. So, I mean, let me just try going outside and seeing if that works.
Okay.
Okay. I apologize.
No. It could be kind of different because everything is hot on my end. So I'm just thinking it could be something else, but we'll work it out.
Okay. I'm going to go outside and see if the connection is a little better. Let's see.
It's live radio. Great.
Okay.
For those who are watching the live,
I
appreciate you. All right, so how's this? So can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I was asking was, in your childhood days, was there something you believe was like a turning point, like even at a young age, that radio could be a possibility for your future? Was there something that you saw, something that you heard, a person sent that felt that just doing something along those lines would be in your future?
That's a very good question. You know what? Yeah, I would say so. You know, as a kid, I always wanted to be in front of the camera. You know, my mom, we had like this little camera, and me and my friends, like, we were constantly making dances or just, you know, acting like, you know, different characters or different scenes within movies, different things like that. And as a kid, I was always exposed to music because my parents are music heads. So I was brought up with like a lot of reggae and, a lot of oldies, like my grandfather used to DJ. So those were just different things that, yeah, that I was, like, surrounded by. And it wasn't until, like, I was very in denial about it. Like, my mom, they were, like, trying to push me to go into the medical field and different things like that. But, you know, just me reflecting back on my life, and you asking this question makes me really reflect as well. Like, wow, you know, I was doing this stuff even as a child, and now it's just, you know, at a 100-time, you know, level.
Well, you know, I have to ask the good questions now. Kind of real hope here, right? So
yes, great question. Making me think.
You're very welcome. All right, so a secondary question then. Okay, so just a little bit. So we're talking about college now. Most people in college now, you know, the reputation is a lot of people don't really study that hard, and you know, what college purposes and things of this nature, what as far as not in the education, as I like to call it, and things of that nature. For you as a college student, you at a certain point where radio and yourself would kind of be intertwined. How did you look at that? Did you look at it to know what you were going to finish your college, your career, whatnot, then go into, you know, your fields and things of that nature? Because you kind of mentioned that, but I want the audience to kind of hear your viewpoints and thoughts for your scholastics compared to what you felt your career was going to be.
Okay. It is still breaking up. I don't know what's going on, but I was able to still catch a grasp of your question. I believe you said in college, with me kind of doing what I was doing, you know, working towards my career versus scholarly?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So you know what? I'm an advocate for college because I know that you learn just a lot of basic skills that you should learn in life. And I feel like more than anything, college just shows that you can be consistent about something. You can consistently do something. Now, as far as like my career, based off of what I've gotten my degree in, which was media studies, I didn't learn anything in college about what I'm doing now. Which kind of sucks because I would see like a lot of people in my class that had dreams to do what I was doing and different things like that. And they were relying strictly on the system and college to get them the education, you know, to get this job. But in actuality, especially for what I do, it's experience. You have to go out there. You have to learn. It's not about how much, you know, how many A's you got on that test, but can you talk in front of the camera? Can you edit your videos? Are you quick-witted on your feet? You know, like those are just different things that I never really necessarily learned within school. I'm not bashing college or anything, but for anyone that, I feel like for anyone that's doing anything in college, you should be wanting to like take those steps to already do it while you're in school. Find a way to do, you know, like if you want to do business and business is what you're going to college for, maybe you should try to start your own business, you know, like just, you know, get the experience, because when you graduate, you find yourself in a really weird spot when you just have like your certificate, but you have no experience and you're not getting any job because they want experience.
There you go. Now, one thing, and hopefully here, I think I found out the problem is, and hopefully we'll make it through, but it looks like it's a system thing for the show itself, but we'll see if we can get through. Okay
yeah, I can hear like you go in and out on, so I'm able to kind of catch keywords to what you're saying for the most part.
Okay, and at first that word I'll repeat myself, but you said something huge there, because for years I've always said that yes, you could have a piece of paper, or you can have the experience. Sometimes people want experience and don't care about the piece of paper. Some people only want the piece of paper, but at the end of the day, without the experience, where are you really? So somebody really has to take a risk on you. It always doesn't work out. And because the working field is so competitive nowadays, even more so. So the other thing that you show was that create your own. I've been saying that to people who I've worked with in talent for years. At some point, you have to create your own thing. Because you can't wait for other people to make that decision to maybe decide that they want you over somebody else. Because that would be forever, right? So I've always said that. So I'm glad that you said that twice now, actually, in our interview. So I appreciate your thoughts on that.
Yeah, of course, of course.
All right. So we've started, you know, college, and we're kind of going to college and everything, and you started your show. Now, what was the first thoughts of you creating a show? Kind of give us that groundwork as far as, okay, I'm going to do a show. Was it always going to be artists initially? Like, give us a little bit of insight on what your show was going to be, how you felt your show was going to be about, and how you built it out.
Okay, so from the very beginning, it wasn't just artists that I was open to interviewing, and this is before I even knew how to interview. I was like, when creating the show, I was still very like nervous and unsure of like my voice, and you know, just like how to talk and how to carry a conversation on camera, all that stuff. So like, it wasn't necessarily music that I started off with. I was open to anything just to get the experience to do it. But I started my show, and literally, I was like, you know what? Like, I needed a videographer and I needed an editor, because at that time I didn't know how to do any of that. So I literally went on Craigslist and like I put out an ad and I was like, hey, I'm trying to start a show. Any videographers, editors, would they like to be a part of it? You know, I don't have any money to pay anyone, but it's something that we can all grow within. So I had two guys that ended up helping me out for a couple months. But of course, like, no one's going to be as motivated as me about it or passionate about it, because it's not their show, you know? And they were doing it for free. People just aren't going to work for free. So like, I learned that, you know, then. And then at that point, you know, I was like, you know what? No one's going to be as passionate. So I took on the skill of learning how to edit everything myself. And I got tripods to set up the camera, so I didn't need anyone holding the cameras. And then when I started getting a little more interviews, shows, so I was hosting those shows and throwing those, and I was just had like a lot of artists, you know, always around me. So that's when I was like, you know what? Like, I think we have such an awesome hip-hop scene out here in the Inland Empire that I was like, you know what, I want to be like a platform for that. Like, I want to highlight the people in my city. If I'm going to do anything, like, it's going to be for them. So that's when I started doing like my show and making it more, you know, surrounded by music. And at that time, like, anyone that can hold the camera, I would have, like, if whether it's my mom, my brother, my sister, whoever's free that day, I'm just like, hey, can you hold the camera? And I'll do the editing myself. But just, I need the camera held, you know, just so that I can get the episode out. So that's how it started building. And then after that, you know, of course, I've gotten more help. Now I'm taking in interns that are down to kind of learn to do what I'm doing, but they're also helping me out with my show. And it's been good. It's been a really beautiful journey. I always say the journey is the most beautiful part about everything, because when I actually get to my peak and where I want to go, you know, like, you're there, but like the emotions, the struggles, the yeses, the nos, the all that stuff just makes it really exciting. And looking back, like, dang, that was beautiful.
Yeah, and you accomplished it. Again, you're still, but you have the accomplishments as well, as evidence as every show I've ever seen do so far. Even tonight, it's an accomplishment because you didn't do it before, you know. And a lot of people underestimate, you know, the work ethic part, but the sacrifice part, to say there's going to be disappointments, but what about the triumphs, you know? And to build something on your own, to get to that point where you're so excited, you know what's about to happen next, you know. No one can ever take that away from you. So I'm really happy for you as far as goes, because everybody doesn't get, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. Now, real quick, looks like we might have callers. So try to get them on because I know some technical things going on. But we're going to see if I can bring this caller on. They may have a question for you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Good evening, caller. You're live right now. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Chris from ATL.
Hey, what's going on, Chris? This is ATL. Got a question for me tonight?
Yep. I just wanted to know how much does confidence play on, like, getting your interviews down pack and just knowing that you're asking the right questions to keep the conversation going?
Question. My confidence, I overly prepare. So, like, I set my interviews out, and usually 3 days before the interview, I'm already kind of just, like, doing my research and my background on that person. Day two, I call that person, and I kind of just have, like, a little phone call conversation with them, but kind of, you know, peeping out their personality, their vibe, you know, kind of using our conversation as a way to, like, develop my questions. And then the day of the interview, I kind of just jam out, you know, to their music and different things like that. So by the interview, I really feel like I know this person a lot. You know, I feel like we've connected on that level. And what I always just try to do is just make the interview conversation like, you know, that's part of my brand. Like, my goal is to bring this person out of their shell the best way that I can. So I'm on a tin, like, I'm asking a whole bunch of goofy questions. I'm laughing, I'm dancing, I'm being really corny. But that's also, like, a part of my personality. It's also who I am. But, yeah, it turns into fun. I just act like it's my friend and just really get to know them, get to know another human being, you know, on a deeper level. So I think that's what takes away the edge because I'm just like, this is my homie. I'm talking to my homie right now.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for the great question, man.
Yeah, just keep up the good work, and I thank you for answering the question.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and sending some blessings in my ear way, Chris.
I just lost him. That was Chris representing ATL there. Type in on Instagram, Chris, if you're following us on IMTM, one, my main page or whatnot, definitely. We appreciate that. That was a good question, though.
That was a good question, actually, Chris, yeah.
Yeah, because again, when you're talking about doing a show and you're hosting it and whatnot, it always comes down to, I'll say it like this, sense now what you said, because I would see you, and by the time it starts, I, you know, right before it starts, you have some music and you'll be vibing out, you know, having a nice time before your guest comes on and everything. So now that kind of makes sense now as far as your work up to it. What, that was a question, because a lot of people wonder, you know, how easy or hard is it to do an interview? And I know I've been doing it for a long time, and so it's kind of like, not as easy, maybe second nature to an extent. But at the same time, it's not, especially depending on your thing and everything. So I hope people appreciate that, because that was really good for you to be able to emphasize that. I appreciate that, too.
Right. Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, I don't think this is the same person, is it? All right. So I have a question. So
yeah, I should.
With the artist, as far as you're interviewing artists, for a period of time and whatnot. Do you believe that artists nowadays, and this is the music industry part of this now, because that's one of the points on, because a lot of artists out there that it's just different than it was. Now, I know I'm a little bit older and everything. I'm old school and whatnot. So what would you say, per all of your interviews up till now, is the most difficult thing about even getting in the industry, having any success in the industry at all right now. What would you say is probably the hardest thing nowadays?
The hardest thing with interviewing a musician?
I don't know. I can't hear what you said. I'll say it again. What do you think is the hardest thing right now for artists as far as getting into the music industry, maintaining themselves in the industry, and being successful? Because you've been with a lot of people up till now. And I'm thinking that you probably have a little bit of insight at this point as far as the trial and tribulation part, you know, because you have some very in-depth interviews, right? So what would you say to the audience after the fact that they're going to want to kind of get a little bit of a head start, or maybe they say, you know, this ain't going to be funny. What do you think is the most difficult thing about the industry right now?
Okay. I think what the most difficult thing right now is probably people thinking that it happens overnight. You know, like, we're in a generation where there's a lot of SoundCloud rappers that are just popping off, you know, within like a month of like barely making music and different things like that. So it puts a very preconceived notion to a lot of people that, dang, like, I've been doing this for 6 months, or I've been doing this for a year and I'm not getting noticed, or, you know, but it's a process. And for real good artists and real good music, it takes a lot of consistency. You know, one of my good friends, Noah James, when I was starting my show and everything, he told me, he's like, don't worry about the numbers. He's like, the numbers are going to be low in the beginning. He's like, but don't worry about that. Don't get discouraged. The only thing that matters is you being consistent. And I kind of just always thought about that. But even for artists, you know, can't get discouraged when you're not pulling the numbers, or you're not, you know, on these blogs, or, you know, where you want to be yet. If you continue to be consistent, by God's will, you're going to continue to grow in some, you know, in your area, if you're consistent. Another thing would probably be within the industry, a lot of people should think about taking things independent. You know, I think this is a great era to be independent. You know, you hear about people wanting to get signed and different things like that. But honestly, like, if you are really passionate about what you do, learn the ins and outs of the industry. And maybe by the time that you learn the ins and outs, you'll be able to do it yourself without having that middleman.
Exactly. And brought up two huge points. I'm going to be here for the family that's listening right now. I'll backtrack. I'll do independence. Now, for decades now, we've seen plenty of examples of those who did independent, of course, did very, very well, right? Jay-Z, Dr. Ray, all that. But the digital age, like you said, people want to get signed, but information is, look at these contracts that these guys signed from years ago, and look at where they are now. Not the best decisions ever, right? You know, Britney Spears comes to mind right now, right? So, you know, you could go that route. But some of it is you have to bet on yourself a little bit, right? And say, is it worth it for me to self invest, to do the studio time, get the mix master? I come from Atlanta myself, to where I used to manage artists for a little bit of time, but so many of them really were kind of just lazy. I mean, there were people who come to me and like wanted to work with them, and I'm like, they don't even have any music recorded at all. They haven't even performed on stage. I performed on stage more than some of the artists that presented themselves didn't think that was cool. Okay, and I took it personal, obviously, right?
So,
if you're not willing to sacrifice this on that end, why do you think someone else is willing to take the risk on you in the same vein? It's kind of crazy, right? The other part of being discouraged is tough. You mentioned numbers. Sometimes I look at it, you know, sometimes I look at there are people listening to this particular episode, that particular program, but I'm still on the air, though, because eventually, I don't know, Tyler Perry might be listening. I don't know. The Rock might be listening. I don't know. I decided to not be in the air all of a sudden, right? But I just had a starting power forward of the Atlanta Hawks on my show 2 weeks ago. So you mentioned two things there that I hope everybody listened, you know, intently to say, you know what, don't give up. Too early to give up. This is the time ever more so than any to take advantage of your talent. And if you really have talent, it will eventually present itself. Now, and you know, look at Beyonce. Beyonce took 20 years to get to where she is. Two decades, right? What did she
do
for the first decade, right? And a lot of people don't think of it like that, but literally, she's been working 20 years, you know? And a lot of people don't want to work 20 minutes, right? And that 20 minutes is silly, but there's people who won't do it. If it doesn't happen in 20 minutes, quit, you know? And the music industry is brutal because everybody got talent, right? You have talent, I got talent, you know? So I just hope that, you know, this portion of the show tonight really kind of grabs, you know, some people in the heart who need to be aware of what I need to do next or should I do anything. Because you have to make a decision. It's 2020. It's not over, kind of. So for some people, it looks like it is. A lot of stuff going on. You guys can't just – that because it's been on my mind for a while, and that's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show. 646-652-479. Got Chyna Williams on the show, host of the Chyna Show and Inland Empire Radio. Tell us a little bit more about. Okay, so where is Inland Empire in relation to everything out there, as far as, you know, the city, Los Angeles, California? Where is it close to? I think.
Okay, so the IE is pretty much 45 minutes away from LA. So we're like LA's sister city. One thing I like about the IE that everyone thinks it's cool, we're like 40 minutes away from the beach and 40 minutes away from the mountains. So, like, we get the best of both worlds. We're literally right in the middle.
Oh, so y'all are literally.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we're right over here. So it's been awesome growing up out here. I do go to LA a lot, but LA is not my city of choice. I'm not like a super city girl, you know, like that busy LA life. So it's cool to just drive home to my hometown and it just be very chill and calm. And the music scene out here is amazing. Like, we have like a nice music scene. Like I was saying a little bit earlier, I was doing a lot of hip-hop shows, like underground shows, and DJing and hosting them. And, you know, I would book a lot of artists from the area, book new artists, older artists. But there was a lot of people that were doing the same thing as me. And it just provided such a great music hub within the city. Even a lot of people from L.A. were even coming out to the IE at once. So It's been nice.
Man, that's excellent. I'm gonna come out to California one of these years. It hasn't happened yet. It's coming. Hopefully this year. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see how things happen right now. It's been kind of touching right now, but there's a point of I hope to do it this year for sure. You know, the beginning of this, when January hit, I had my itemization of where I was gonna go. Cali was up, but then. So I'm coming out there. Don't worry. I do have a question for you.
What's up?
Okay. Well, I know somebody out there now. I have the perfect excuse to go out there now, right?
Yes, you do.
I have a question for you. In the year that we've experienced this year and even last year in regards to women empowerment. I have a question for you, okay? What is it, let's see, how can I ask this question? You being a woman, by the way, I want, there's a project I want to talk to you about that hopefully you'll participate in, because I'm looking for some special women to do a project for me about women empowerment. I'll talk to you about it offline. But as a woman, what do you feel as far as your placement in the industry in regard to do what you do and having people be professional with you and the ones who choose not to be professional, how do you deal with it? How have you dealt with it? do you feel how things have maybe changed? Because I'm from Atlanta. I know how it was back in the day. It was terrible. I mean, I'm not even going to get into all the crazy stories, bad stories, ill stories, to where I basically had to play bodyguard just for the fall. Okay? It was terrible back in the day. But how was it for you so far in what you did in radio, hosting your show, and things of that nature? Have you had any, you know, ill experiences to speak of, or just tell us a little?
Okay, so thankfully, I have not had anyone try to cross me anyway. You know, I'm actually, like, very prepared for that day. I'm prepared for the day that I can, like, really, you know, I have, like, a whole bunch of guy friends and different things like that. So it's, like, I'm really prepared for the day that someone tries to do something like that, because that would just be horrible for them. But for me, mostly I don't get, you know, like, I don't have any weird experiences being a woman within the industry. If anything, at times, and I don't know if I'm speaking for, like, the new 2020, like, women in 2020, women empowerment, but it is an awesome thing to be a beautiful woman in 2020 within this industry, because, first of all, there's not a lot of us, and secondly, I feel like it's an advantage. It's an advantage. I mean, guys are cool. There's some pretty dope guys out there, but it's just great to just see a bunch of strong black women, especially in the, you know, what I'm doing, like Taylor Rooks. There's a whole bunch of now, like, spokes people for a lot of these companies, new hosts, new radio hosts. And I just think it's a good time to be a woman. I haven't experienced anything.
Well, I'm glad of that, of course. And again, it's unfortunate that any woman has to go through anything other than full professional. But, you know, it happens, unfortunately, you know. And everybody doesn't, what's the word, recover from it sometimes, you know. It could be minuscule, really. It could be something that someone else might not think that much of, but someone else would be like, you know what? Yeah, let's go get the baseball back, you know. So, but it's not easy. And it never has been, and you hope that, you know, a lot of things would change drastically. But it has been. Like you said, Taylor Woods, I know ESPN changed her radio over. I can't ever pronounce her name right, but she's going to be highlighting the show in the morning with a good part. So that's pretty good.
Okay.
That's stupendous,
right.
Actually, as far as so that's some hard work finally paying off. Like you mentioned, Taylor Rooks with Bleacher Report. These are some women out in the industry doing it on the verbal side. I had a female sports journalist, Jamila Johnson, who covered the Atlanta Hawks and the Atlanta Dream on my show a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
So they're out there. And it's a matter of some of it is the recognition. And recognizing these women that are doing this type of work and letting other people know that you can do it too. I think that's what it comes down to. That's why I do the show, the Women Business Show, to give examples of women to say, you know what, I can relate to her. I've had similar experiences. I believe I could do it too, maybe, you know, and actually try to do it. And I think that's what's missing with a lot of different people. That goes. I actually got an online question, China. Hold on 1 second. 646-479. Everybody, if you want to call in, of course, make sure you follow Instagram and Facebook, IMTM Worldwide Radio, for the next show. Having a great show with China tonight. What advice would you give someone trying to get noticed on social media? Do you have any tips for networking and meeting people to collaborate with?
Okay. How did I get noticed on social media?
How do you get noticed?
Oh, okay. Okay. So what I did was that's a really good question. How hashtags are something that are so looked over, but hashtags are a really good way to get noticed on social media, because that just opens your page to so many other people. And depending on what you hashtag, I'm pretty sure it's like something you're interested in. You know, they're gonna find like interest within your page and end up following. Also, one thing that I would do too is, I mean, especially for what I was doing to get, you know, more of a following, I would always promote other people's music. And by me promoting their music, they would put me on their page, and then I would get followers that way. And then also just posting a lot of content, you know. You can never post enough content, you know, even though you're feeling like, I'm blowing up my page. But no, they're following you. And it's important to, you know, continue to push whatever brand that you're trying to push. You know, we have our social media, and social media is such an amazing thing. You know, I quit my job, you know, over social media, and now, like, my whole brand and everything is on there, and that's how I make my money. So it's, you know, constantly, constantly pushing content. Constantly also following people that are kind of doing the same thing that you're doing. Most likely they're going to follow you back as well. And that's just how you build it up.
That's some great advice. A lot of that, of course, is, you know, a lot of it is, you know, some of it is having the wherewithal and the confidence as far as posting, but then what to post, but the content part of it. Again, if those people chose to follow you, they chose to follow you for a reason. They can choose to follow you if they pay too much. So I'm never like that. You know, for me, it's just like, yeah, you're about to get this in 7 different forms. You know, here it comes. Watch out. You know,
whether
I'm talking about, right? You know, when I, especially if everybody sees that I post my comments, talk about them pretty much, there's a reason I do that. You know what I'm saying? Because they are the twins, you know. But also, I believe they deserve it because they've been doing the work. How many times I talk about them or post about them or anything, that would be crazy on my part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's great advice for anybody to get started with whatever business or entity or dream that you're trying to get into. Okay. Thank you for the question, Kathy. So you also,
thank you.
Earlier, Chris. Appreciate that. Yes. Okay, I have an interesting question for you. So, well, not interesting, but this one that I'm curious about. So far, in the years that you've been doing this, who has been your favorite interest as far as an artist? And your second question is that, who's the artist you most want to interview?
Okay, my favorite artist that I've interviewed, probably been R.A. the Rugged Man, because he's a hip-hop legend, and I grew up listening to him, and he dropped probably one of the most fire albums of 2020. He had DJ Jazzy Jeff on it. He even had Ice-T on there. He had Afro. He had Atmosphere. So he had like a whole bunch of hip-hop legends on it, and I met him about a year ago at a show that I was hosting and doing interviews, and he remembered me when I reached out to him, and he was down to do the interview, and I did the interview with him like maybe a month after that album dropped. So I was geeking out as a fan because I thoroughly enjoyed it, but also just geeking out and being able to just have a dope conversation with a hip-hop, like a real hip-hop head. So that was really cool. My dream interview, I'm putting this into the universe. I asked him if he was down to do it, and he told me, yeah. I just know that he's gotten super busy, so I haven't, like, gotten an official date with him. But I would love to interview Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs is, like, one of my favorite rappers right now, and he just dropped a really dope tape with why am I drawing a blank on his name, with The Alchemist. And that was
wow.
A really dope album. Yeah, he dropped a whole tape with The Alchemist. So I would love to just, you know, goof around and, you know, laugh with him. And honestly, it doesn't even have to be an interview. I'm like, could we just, like, have a conversation about how dope you are?
Wow. Well, it's going to happen. You just spoke it. So, still individually, like I said, you got to be the Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins on my sports show. So,
I
I'm just determined. Exactly. It takes me to continue to follow up and ask, and finally get that one point. And now we're free.
There you go.
That's how you do it. So let me ask you this. And first of all, thank you so much for, like, really giving your time this evening. I know we got a little bit of time difference. I know we have a little bit of, you know, technical difficulty a little bit, but I really appreciate you being on the show tonight. Okay.
Yeah, no, I thank you for just reaching out to me. I'm having a really great time, and thank you for all the questions and all the people that are listening and calling. What's up?
Okay, so I have a question. So we talked about the past. We talked about the present. Where do you see the Charm Show in the future? Your moniker, your product so far? Your entity that you've built up?
Wow, I love this question because it really makes me think. And also it makes me, like, reaffirm it to the universe every time someone asks me this. But I see the China Show. I see a network picking it up. Like, it's still going to be the China Show, but it's going to be under a network. And then me kind of just doing what I'm doing now. I'm pretty sure you've seen the IG Live interviews, but the actual show that I do, the China Show, it's a sit down. It's more of like, it's an in-person show. And usually what I do is I tell the artists, like, let's do two of your favorite activities. So let me give you an example. I interviewed a DJ named DJ Cornbreeze, and he liked to go thrifting and he liked to go skating. So I got scenes of him, and it, like, we went to the skate rink and I interviewed him as we were skating, and we had a lot of fun. And then we went to the thrift store, and I continued the interviewing at the thrift store. But with that, by doing these activities with the artist, it takes, you know, kind of the huge focus of what they do. Like, yeah, we know he's a DJ, but who is he, you know, in real life? Like, who is he? Who is his personality? What does he like to do? What makes him laugh? What makes him smile? My show is all about exposing a more authentic side of who the artist is and just really digging deeper into them in a fun way. You know, we're going to laugh. We're going to do some crazy, you know, funny stuff. But I think that just, you know, makes the connection just very genuine, even on my part, because a lot of these activities that I do with these artists, I've never done them before. So it's a great at both of us, and it just makes for a really good interview. So, sorry, I got all passionate about my about my show brand. Okay, so in 5 years or 3 years, I see a network picking that up and me continuing to do my show. I see myself traveling a lot right now with IG Live. With this whole pandemic happening, it forced me to move my brand virtual. And with that, I've literally have built up more of the following that I've ever had. More people are more engaged. More people know what I do. Because I'm just on IG Live all the time. But it's been great because I've been able to connect with people throughout the whole world, you know, Maryland, New York, you know, just different places. Ari the Reggae Man, he was in Germany when I interviewed him. So I see myself just taking my brand worldwide. I see a network picking it up. And then just seeing the network pick it up. And then, but always having my show on the side. Even if I take a job working for, like, Complex or Vice or, you know, just doing some side hosting or a side show for them, I'll always have my show, and my show will always be growing. So in 5 years, man, it's going to be great. I see myself being like Oprah Winfrey. Like, Oprah Winfrey is my
oh,
biggest
there
inspiration.
It is. Well, see, because I played her intro at the beginning. There you go. See, I put it out there for you. There you go.
Yes, you put it out there. I love the intro.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why I pulled from someone else years ago. And I just decided, you know what, this will be appropriate if I'm going to do this show to have that on there. So thank you for that answer for a couple of different reasons. One, I wanted to point the whole show towards your future and where you felt that you could go, because people need to be able to hear that. We use the word affirmation, right? Sometimes you have to repeat it yourself sometimes. And to do it live on the air is always a good thing for other people to hear it. Secondly, whenever you
yes.
get your show, make sure you let me know if you need a smart show. That's 2 hours long, and let me know. Thirdly, I'm silly now. Thirdly, I don't really roller skate, so you don't have to throw that out. I really roller skate. You know, people are not supposed to skate. I'm just letting you know. I just had to throw that out there. But I really feel that you're so definitely. Network wise, now you like now here's half and half. You might not have to do it because you built it up to where you might need it and where you have recognition to control yourself. But if a network were to pull it, oh yeah, you'd have all kind of advantages at that point. So I'm excited for you on that hand. And then you have a complex and other possible plateaus where you might kind of be in that. You can do it. I believe that for a fact. You know, so I'm just overwhelmed with excitement for you with everything
Aww,
you've done so
thank
far.
You know,
in a relatively short period of time, too, you know. But it's a lot of hard work, and I just want people to really hear that from you yourself. Just you did come overnight and you're working hard to, you know, do it, even during a pandemic. You know, we're not over yet. Still here.
The grind don't stop.
Grind does not stop. So, lastly, as we get ready to go, of course, we did this on early, right? But I do want to ask a couple of final things for you. What do you want people to, you know, as your career, you know, continues to grow and everything, what would you want people to think of you or say of you as you become that person? If you you threw Oprah's name out there, you know. So, what if you get to that level? What would you want people to all the interviews, just everything that you end up doing on your level? What would you want people to remember? Yes.
I want people to remember that this was the most amazingest interview that they've ever had. Ever seen, ever got the opportunity to experience. I feel like the energy that I try to push out through all of my interviews is light and love and connection. And that's not just with my guests that I'm doing that with, but also with anyone that's viewing it at that time. So I just want everyone to leave that interview feeling inspired, whether it's by the artist, something they said, or something I said. And that's what I want to be remembered for, just that funny interviewer that was just having a time of her life, like doing her God-given gift, which happened to make for great TV and great interviews.
And I'm sure that people see it already, you know. So anybody who's not, you know, watched, we're actually about to give you the opportunity to find out how you can. So, Charlie, tell people how they can see you do your thing on your platform, other places where they can find you on social media. Go ahead and tell the audience where they can find you at.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at China, Tokyo, Japan. China, Tokyo, Japan. And yeah, those are pretty much like my biggest platforms right now. Also, if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which I'm working on kind of building that up more. I've been like more just on like IGTV, but I need to, you know, check back in with my YouTube fam. You can follow me at The China Show on YouTube.
Excellent. So again,
and then if you want to listen,
go ahead.
Y'all like underground hip hop? Check out IE Radio every Tuesday on 102.3, 106.5. I know a lot of you guys may not be in the radius, so just follow me pretty much, and I can send you the link to listen to it live on an app. But yeah, we're always throwing out, you know, new artists on there and just spreading the love for some conscious, genuine hip hop.
Because I haven't listened to the radio really in 6 years now, probably longer, because I just can't do it because my brain keeps falling out my skull. You know, it's just terrible. So I'm just keeping it real. So again, one last question for you. Any shout outs you like to give out tonight?
Say that one more time.
Do you have any shout outs for you like to go tonight? I can't stop you on the shout outs now.
I know. Shout out to my family for just always supporting me. Shout out to the beautiful black people that are continuously growing and radiating and continuing growing. We're just growing. We're unstoppable at this point. And just shout out to all the people that support my show. And yeah, shout out to everyone that's listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. One last thing. When I come out of California, we got to do a photo shoot, because I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you got one of the prettiest smiles I've ever seen ever, so we got to set up a photo shoot. You know, it's got to happen.
Okay. Chris, thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate you for just reaching out to me, and I had an amazing time. You're a really great interviewer, and you kept me laughing.
I appreciate that. I try hard. Like I said, I was waiting for this interview for a while. You know that I've been here for a while. It was a matter of scheduling. So I'm so happy to have had you on. I hope everybody that listened tonight, either live or will listen on the podcast later on the YouTube stream. Appreciate everything that you said, China. And I can't wait to have you on again. And I know that you're going to hit all those toes at the end as well. I can't wait to see you.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you again, Chris.
Take care. Be safe, okay?
All righty. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. And that was And I really am really being sincere in this. I hope that all that listened to the things she said, things that she talked about, saying before she said them even, really kind of hit hard with everybody, because again, it's not easy, but being in the music industry in any aspect right now is tough, okay? And she, again, I did my introduction like it, where she carves a niche. She wants people to know who these artists really are, to really give them the sense of the real family. No, it can't be just about the beat. No, it is. I know it's about the beat, but it has to be a little bit more than that nowadays, because everybody has a little bit of flow, right? Everybody got a pretty decent producer, right? But what's really inside that makes you say, okay, I'm going to gravitate to this person, to that. I'm going to go to this person's life and spend $100 and travel here and travel there rather than to go see this person. And that's what she really does. If you ever get to watch in her interviews, that's what you see. So I really appreciate all that she said tonight. And hey, I'm going to be turning in her video. That being said, those who did enjoy this, I want you to do this. Make sure you share the show tonight with anybody, those who support women, those who support hip hop music in general, good content as far as the radio. That's what we're looking at doing, is trying to grow both of us in this particular case. So please share this particular show, just like you did with the show I did with Ashley Amber the other week, and just any other interview I've ever done with women in this show, it's all about the support of women. You know, that's why I started it, that's why I continue it. I don't care what anybody says, it needs to happen, right? Not about Quarantine Worldwide Radio can be found on both Instagram and Facebook. All you got to do is type it in. If you want to listen to the show, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Speaker, Talk Radio, Google Play Music, iTunes. You can call out Alexa. Play Women's Business. So get that out too. It's on the start show. I don't know, but we'll see. But if you want to support, definitely do that. I appreciate everybody hitting up with different things over the last couple of years. IMTN Worldwide is my business Instagram. Please go there. My personal Instagram is IMTN1. You're kind of personal. Want to give a big shout out to the Ocon twins, as I usually do. They're movie following stars, black actresses out of London. They don't get a lot of opportunities out there. Falling Star was a movie created during their first trip to America. In Atlanta, Georgia, we shot it today. It was a very special project. It was my first time directing a film. You know, they came up with the idea, the concept, the videographer Adrian wrote it in the book. I took pictures of it, wrote a script around it, you know, built out this whole universe, you know, to say, hey, this is what's going to happen. And cast it for the other roles, and we got a shoot date. I put the shoot schedule together. We shot it in a day, and a year later, it was on Amazon Prime. Now it's in three film festivals now. Okay? And I pitched it to Netflix. So you never know what happens until you try, is my point. You know, and you never, I don't know what's going to happen over this anything. I don't know that the character is good. And I know we can make something out of it. So shout out to the Ocon twins for working so hard these last few years. Even during the pandemic, they still doing something today for a project in London there. So very excited about what they're going to be doing. I'm going to have to mention them. I love others, but I just had to mention them right off the bat. That being said, we're going to go ahead and end the show tonight. Again, thank you for everybody who listened. Thank you for Atlanta and Kathy out of Georgia for asking those questions to Miss China. Again, so grateful for her time tonight. I don't know how long we were on for a while, weren't we? But she answered all those questions and answered them with, you know, passion and excitement and thoughtfulness. Like, she really thought about those answers, y'all. Hopefully y'all appreciate that. Hopefully y'all gain something from it. Get one thing out of it. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all take care on a Wednesday. Have a great rest of the week. Stay tuned for the next business show, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Make sure you're following IMTN Worldwide Radio on Facebook and Instagram for the next show. Till next time, y'all take care. Peace.